What's going to be the key to winning a game on the road in the series?
Try and play a complete 60 minutes. Really hasn't been much difference in any of the games, whether it's home or road. They're all one goal games and they're all third period games, and try and just go shift by shift.
Coach, do you, over here, do you feel you need to bring any more physicality to the game?
You got to stay at the penalty box. You got to finish checks. You got to try and outnumber guys in situations, and it's very difficult. It's not easy to. I'm not sure. Like when you say physicality, I mean.
It's physical.
I don't think it can be much more than it is.
Special. Well, I'm thinking more like in the first half of the game, and then after Regeer got things going in the second, you guys picked it up.
You know what? You have guys that are. They're naturally finished more checks than other guys. Not everybody does it. Both teams are big teams. Both teams can really skate. Both teams defend really well. So you got to be careful with it.
Coach, when you're in the 2-0 hole, is the mentality that nothing's wrong, everything's fine, keep plugging away, we're going to build it back and tie it and take the lead?
It really wasn't nothing to build back. I mean, they scored a weak goal and they scored a power play goal. We got a big goal from Jeff, makes it 2-1, and it's pretty much how the series has went. Score was 4-3 coming in tonight in 10 periods, and 3 periods tonight was 4-3 again. So there's your, played 13 periods, and it's now, what is it, 7-7? 8-8, whatever it is, it's so close it is. You're not building back or anything like that. That's why they call it 7 games. Most series are 6 games, which is... not going to get too excited about a loss or a win.
How about the way you won? Does that come into play at all from a morale standpoint?
You know what? It's not about morale with our team. And it sounds repetitive, but this team has resilience. And I know there was a faction of, when it was 0-2, that it was throw it in or what's going on. That's not the way it works.
Coach, getting the goals from the big guys tonight?
You know what? You got to. Jeff scores a great goal. It's his to get us. Willie's been good the whole series. It's good to see Kopi score. That's what they're supposed to do. It's what series are about. You know what? If you covered the playoffs last year, it's about big goals, not who scores them, but at the same time, who normally leads your team in scoring have to be close to that.
Coach, it's a 3-game series now. What do you expect from your guys in St. Louis? What do they need to improve on?
We haven't looked at it as a series. We looked at it as one game at a time because everybody talks about the series and everybody talks about last year, which really has no bearing on anything. You just play a game at a time. You literally play a game at a time. And with the schedule the way it is, we're playing every other day with a lot of travel, unlike last year, where if you look at the rounds, during the rounds, there's 5 and 6 day breaks. So during the rounds, not between rounds.
So with that said, Coach, is there no momentum then? Is it just 7-1 game series?
We're just going back for game 5.
I know it's not last year, but did this game feel a little bit like last year, 11 guys?
No, it felt like game 3, and it felt like game 2, and it felt like game 1. That's what it felt
Darryl,
like.
Darryl, how do you rate your compete level tonight?
I think we don't question work or compete. We don't question that. We try and execute things that we're trying to do better system-wise against two teams that play similar styles and do it almost perfectly.
Coach, you talk about timely goals. You had two big timely saves from Quick. Was that Stewart?
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, big saves and bad goals are what highlights goaltenders in the playoffs. Simple. It's not no more than that.
Has Justin Williams been your top 2 or 3 players? I mean, he's been flying, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's a really good series. I mean, he's, as I said, and he's a guy that's got to touch the puck lots in the offensive zone. It sounds simple and sounds silly, but he's got to touch the puck lots, whether it's in the corner or wherever it is. And when he's doing that, he's on his game. And when I think that gives him confidence too. Okay, see you in St. Louis.